let's go. We're up to Perichas, Pasik, the Tzitzis, Pasik Gimel. Vayishlach Tavnis Yod, Vayikocheli B'Tzitzis Roishi. Hashem sent forth what appeared to be the image of a hand, and it grabbed me, took hold of me by the tzitzis of my head, meaning by, I guess, I will assume by the peyos harosh. And we discuss this pasuk gimel, perek ches, pasuk gimel. Vatisoy siruach ruach bein aretz bein hashemayim, and the wind picked me up between the earth and the heavens. Vatovei oisi Yerushalayim, and it brought me to Yerushalayim. B'marois Elokim, in the vision of Elokim, El Pesach Shar HaPnimis, to the east gate, to the opening of the opening of the Shar HaPnimis, sorry, the gate, the innermost gate, HaPoinet Sofoina, that turns towards the north. Asher Shalmo was by this gate. Moshav, the base, the foundation of Semel HaKina HaMekaneh. Three words which describe an Avod Zorah, that was put in the Beis HaMikdash. Semel means an image. Kina HaMekana means it was there to provoke Hashem. The only reason why they put it there was to anger Hashem by making Hashem jealous, as if to say that there are other gods that we worship besides you. Now this is a very long pasuk, obviously. You could probably bring this pasuk into three or four psukim. But for whatever reason, it's all grouped together in one very long pasuk. Let's see pasuk Gimel number two, the start by Yishlach HaAdmus Shara. The Dumus that I saw extended what appeared to be the image of a hand, and it grabbed me by the hair of my head. The wind lifted me up in the air and brought me to Yerushalayim. Now Yerushalayim is not all that common in Tanakh. No, it's not a very common term. The word Yerushalayim does not appear in Chumash. Okay, it's a combination of two cities of Yeru and Shalem. Here we have one of the places where we have Mamish Yerushalayim, really it's a Yerushalayimah, which means there's like Li Yerushalayim. Whenever you have a hair at the end, it's equivalent of having a Lamed in the beginning. Okay, is the machine on? Okay, it's on. Okay. Okay, so we have over here, let's over here, Maris Lokim. So the Mitzvah over here says that the Pasker is not to be taken literally. Hashem did not mamish take him. He did not fly to Yerushalayim from Babel. But what it means is he saw this in the vision of Hashem. Shar ha-peninis, the innermost gate, hu shar ha-zara, Shehi Pnimis Lahar Habayis. The reason why it's called the innermost is because we're not referring to the Harabayis, we're referring to the Azara. Okay, we all know you come to the Harabayis, it's a wall around the Harabayis. And like the Kosel Hamaravi is the wall of the Har Habayis. So we're not referring to the gate of the Harabayis, we're referring to within the gate of the Azara. Hapoinet Sefaina ki Dalid. Now, what do you have in your girsa? You have a dalid or a chaf? You have anyone paying attention here? Mm-hmm. Talking to the walls. Sometimes you say a shit, you get to feel like no one's listening. Everyone is doing their own thing. What? Pasigimel. Apoinet sofaina. Kidal, you have a kidalich arim. It's in pasuk gimel. It's in the mitzudo stavid. Pasuk gimel. Hapoinet sefaina. Ki idyav the achaf or a dal in your addition. Achaf seifis. Dal. Okay. Okay. So I will look like it'll be achaf seifis. Okay. Kidalich arim hayu lazalir. So over here, okay. It must be a mistake in my text. I have to mark it off. There were four gates that opened up to the Azar Echel Chol Ruach. Now we know in the Beis Hamim, the Bayis Sheni, it's a Mishnah in Masechta Midos. There were seven gates. There were seven entrances into the Azara. Okay, for whatever reason over here, the Mitzudo says that in the Bayis Rishain, he's writing there were only four entrances into the Azara. I guess in the Bayis Sheni, they upgraded by adding more entrances, and it could be even more than seven. Some learned more than seven. The Mishnah only lists seven out of many more. Okay, next, there was the Semel Hakina Hamakane. What does it mean? That means Pesel Hakina. Semel is an image. Hakina. What?
Where do you end up when you leave the Azorah?
When you leave the Azorah, it depends which side. You're in the Harabais. Or you're in the Ezras Noshim. If you're on the east, if you are on the east side of the Azorah, you lead into the Ezras Noshim. And if you're on the other sides, you lead into the Har Habayis. The Har Habayis surrounds the Beis HaMikdash.
That was by Shehini.
By Bayis Rishon also. The Bayis Rishon has the Har Habayis. Everyone has the Har Habayis. Yerushalayim, when you come, after you go to the mountain, and then you go into the Har Habayis. Har Habayis is one big open area, and in the middle of the Har Habayis, not in the middle, along the side of the Har Habayis was the temple.
No, not so.
The Bayis Rishon, there was a Har Habayis. Absolutely, Har Habayis is
could
machane. Hordis expanded the Har Habayis. He expanded the Har Habayis, but the Har Habayis is machane Levia. The Azara is machane Shechina. The Har Habayis is machane Levia, and Yerushalayim is machane Yisrael. And this goes back from the Midbar. And this 100% existed in the time of the Bayis Rishon. And again, the Bayis Sheni. And as Dr. Friedman says, the end of the Bayis Sheni, Hordis expanded the Har Habayis. He expanded it towards the... I can't picture it in my mind which direction, but by the Kesel HaMaravi, it's the left. If he's standing on the west, so I guess that's the north, right? He expanded it on the north side. Okay, Semel Hakina Makane Pesel Hakina. Okay, the Semel refers to an image of Pesel Hakina Hamakane Ulutoisefes Beyer Omar Hamakane. There is repetition. There are two words here which mean the same exact thing, which is Loimar Hamakane Hamakni Umachis Lamakim Lyois Bemishkon Beso. The people put this image there, Lahachis, to anger Hashem, to make Hashem jealous, as if to say to Hashem, Hashem, don't get excited to be here. You're not the only one that we worship. We worship these idols as well. In the Medrash, it says that this Pesel had four panim, had a face, and face all four directions, so that no matter which side you enter the Azara, you should see its panim. If you came from the north, so you see it as you walk in. You come from the south, east, west, whichever direction you come into the Azara, you should see the panim of the Avodah Zarah, and that was by design in order to anger Hashem the most it can possibly do. Pasik Gimel in Rashi. Rashi says, "Bitzitzis Roshi, Bisa'ar Roshi, the hair of my head." Okay, Mahola is not here to tell us what this French word means, whatever it means. B'maris Elokim, Hareni Ki'ilu Noisei Oisik, Umevi'eni Li'Rushalayim. So Rashi says something as the Mesudos, this was a vision. This pasuk is not to be taken literally. Hashem did not pick up Yechezkel by the locks of his hair and bring him, deposit him in the Beis HaMikdash, but it means he saw this happening in a Mare. Shar HaPnimis, HaPonit Sufayna, Shar HaZara. Okay, we're now referring to the Har Habayis, we're now referring to the Kodesh HaKodashim, or the Ulam, we're referring to the Azara. Hashem brought him to the Azara, Shehi Pnimis, the Har Habayis, it's within the Har Habayis. The Hoyulosh Orim Luchol Ruchoyoseha, Rashi here says, does not give us a number, like the Mitzudos David. He just says there were gates on all four sides. Maybe Rashi disagrees. Maybe Rashi holds it the same way in the Bayis Sheni. We know there were at least seven entrances. Likewise, in the Bayis Rishon, maybe there were also seven entrances. It was a Semel Hakina Hamekane, Tsuras Hakina, the image of an object which makes someone jealous. Mekane Umaknit Lehakodesh Baruch Hu. This object was Mekane and Maknir LaKadosh Baruch Hu Shenis Shenasnu Shav LaHaknois LaKadosh Baruch Hu. It was put there for the sole purpose of angering Hashem. LaHargizoi, to anger him. V'chein Tirgim Yonason Tzalam, an image, Dikin Asa, of jealousy, Dimar Gizin, that angered. This comes to mind, I remember My mother once told me this, is that she knows of a certain person. She had a very, very good marriage. And she was a zakena, and her husband was nifter. And she really worshipped her husband. And then she remarried. She remarried, whatever, at the end of her life. So she had in her bedroom a picture of her husband, of her first husband. So my mother always like, what do you like? Why? And she did it very innocently. Like, it's not like Gedolim pictures. Like the Gedolim pictures, you know, you put a picture of Rosh Hashiva. Very innocently, and like, she just thought it was very strange. Like, you know, you're married. What are you doing exactly? But so that's what we in the Beis Hamikdash. It wasn't like that. It wasn't an innocent act to take the Avodah Zarah and position it in the Beis Hamikdash to anger Hashem. This was considered to be a very great sin. Let's see Rashi. Rashi Pasuk Gimel says Vayishlach Hashlech Hakavod Hanira Kein Hachashmal. The one that sent was the honor, the kavod, Hashem Shechina, that appeared like a chashmal. Now, I forgot to tell you yesterday from Rabbi Shragwin, Gesundheit, his interpretation of the word chashmal. So I'll tell it to you now. Chashmal, Rashi, Mitzuda said before, means chosh, means silent. Chosh means silence. Mal means speak. So there are different interpretations. Either it means silence, be quiet from speaking. Or it means sometimes you speak and sometimes you're quiet. When Hashem speaks, then you're quiet. When Hashem is silent, then you speak. But he has an interpretation. I'm really adding a little bit more into what he says, but his basic idea is a silent speech. Meaning, when you speak, there are words. It's an oxymoron. How could you say a silent speech? If you're expressing yourself, you're not silent. The answer is, when you sing a melody, a nigun, is an expression, a feeling. You're conveying a certain message, but there are no words. When you have a song, when the melody is accompanied by lyrics, okay, then you have speech also. But we all know, when you sing a certain melody, there's a certain hergish, there's a feeling, you're conveying, you're expressing an idea, an emotion. Malachim are called chashmal. They are creatures of melody. Human beings are even greater because we sing shira. Our melodies are accompanied by words. The Levim, they didn't just play musical instruments and had melodies. The melodies were accompanied by the words of David HaMelech. So a human being is even greater than a malach. The whole essence of a malach is to sing shira. But their shira is chashmal. It's silent. Chashmal. It's a silent speech. What's a silent speech? There's a message. I'm speaking. But the what I'm saying to you does not have words. It's just, that's a melody.
It's a
tune. A tune, a melody. Melody is a tune. Fancy word for a tune. That you're conveying a message. It's speech. It is speech. There's a message, but it's silent. Human beings, we're much greater than malachim. We have the melody is dibor. It's accompanied by words. Oz Yashir Moshe Vnei Yisrael. Moshe didn't just say words. There was a melody that accompanied Moshe Rabbeinu. We don't know what the melody. Wouldn't it be amazing if we knew what the melody was? Had to be more than that. Had to be something very exotic, but. Look, Miriam took the Toif Biyada. It's a beautiful idea, no? This is a Rabbi Trogman, Fatayt.
Like you said yesterday,
Shlomo Kalbach. That's right. Shlomo Kalbach. He definitely, absolutely.
Back to when you listen to music and with no lyrics.
Yes.
You're still thinking of it.
Exactly.
Yeah,
so that you're communicating. When you're singing, you're expressing yourself. You're expressing a hergish, a dveikus.
Put in the word, it makes it 10 times more.
You know, you can take the same nigun and you can put in these words and that words. It totally changes it. I mean, it changes it. But malachim are called chashmal. It's a very powerful idea. Silent speech. The only silent speech is melody. human beings are greater. It's melody accompanied by words that takes it up many, many notches more when you can put the words into the melody. Okay, let's now go to the next words here in the Radak. The Radak says, the Radak says Vayishlach Litzitzis Roishi. The Tavnis Yad grabbed me by the strands of my head. He Machalfois Harosh. Now I don't know what that word means. Machalfois, what does it mean machalfois? Anyone know what that word means? It's the Radak Pasik Gimel. Machalfois Harosh. Pulta Balas, V'chein, V'osulhem, Tzitzis, Shehu, Kimin, Onof, Nitle, Babeged, it is a corner. It is some type of extension that extends from the fringes that come from the garment. V'chol Zehi, B'mara, Hanavua. I'm just assuming what it means is, like we said until now, that Hashem grabbed him by the locks of his hair, by some strands that were coming out of his head. Obviously, Cheskel was not bald. Okay, who was bald? I think Yirmiyah was bald, right? Yirmiyah, they call it Yirmiyah. There were many great people who were bald. But obviously, if Hashem was grabbing him by the tzitzis roshi, he did have hair. Kiloi bo yecheskel yushlaim v'huloi sami mokoim v'sho yoshev shom v'besov v'at klos ha'nevuah k'mo yisho ne'amah v'atoveh o'isi yivisholaimah. And this pasuk over here indicates that Yecheskel did not come. Radak is telling us that Yecheskel did not actually come to Yerushalayim. Hashem did not pick him up from the earth by his tzitzis roshi. It's all he saw this entirely in a vision. B'marois Elokim, hine Amar ki b'marois Elokim, halach Yerushalayim u'marah hahu shav v'shav kastim. And in that same vision, he returned back to Bavel. K'moshe Amar. Besoif hanavua, but the eni kastima elagoyla b'mare ruach elokim v'chol ze simin. All this is simin hagola. So he's saying something very important. In this same mare, Hashem brought him, and Hashem brought him back. When Hashem brought him to Yerushalayim, he was taken by the tzitzis roishi. When he went back to Bavel. It does not say he was taken by the tzitzis roshi. He was not dragged. Why? Umashe evi oisa yushlaim la haroisa hamasim hashem shebavur mechora vabayis finestalik hakavayit. When Hashem brought him to Yerushalayim, we're going to see in a few moments, Hashem was showing him the terrible sins that were committed in the Beis HaMikdash. So Hashem was frustrated. Hashem was angry. Therefore, Hashem took Yecheskel in an act of anger by dragging him by his pace. Lefichoch lokach b'tzitzis roshoi, which is probably very painful. L'moshol, for example, ka'odem ha'koytzef al'av, the person gets angry at his servant.
U'lokachoi b'tzitzis. Yeah,
machlefos are the tresses.
Of
his head. Okay, very, very good. So machlefos, I get that. What are the tresses? I'm ignorant. What does that mean?
Long hair.
Locks. The tresses.
Yeah,
okay. The machlefos are the anim zemiris. And the anim zemiris. I haven't said that in a very long time. I have only fond memories of the anim zemiris. When I was a child, I used to fight. Mamash, I have to fight. Who has the right? Who gets the zchus to sing anim zemiris? And now, unfortunately, where I daven, I don't even know what Adam Zemiris is. It's a different world today, huh? V'lokhoi b'tzitzis roshoi l'alichoi l'lebeis ha-soyar. So Hashem took him by the tzitzis roshoi l'lebeis ha-soyar. Avol g'mara ha-shahit sa-simu l'shiva sa-golus b'mei melech ha-mashiach. But when Hashem brought him to return back to Golus b'mei melech ha-mashiach lo l'lokhoi b'tzitzis roshoi ela hiviu l'oretz Yisrael. Now, later in the when Hashem took him again to Eretz Yisrael, and there it does not say Hashem dragged him by the tzitzis roshoi, because that was for good purposes. That was symbolic of the geula, of the coming of Mashiach. And there Hashem is going to bring us to Yerushalayim al kanfei nesharim, b'derech kovod. So that's why there it does not say the tzitzis roshi. This either being dragged by your payas is something which is disrespectful, something which is painful, which is an expression of Hashem's anger. Calls us simon hamalah gdilah shetel yisho bezmanahu. Next, El Pesach Shapanimitz, Perish Shar HaChotzer, Hapanimitz V'Yazara. The Radak says same thing as Rashi and the Mitzudos. The Shar HaPanimis is the Pesach of the Azara. Remember, you have to remember all the various Pesachim. There's the Har Habayis, then there's the Chel, then there's the Azara. Then in the Azara we have the actual, there's first the Ulam, and in the Ulam, the Shul antechamber, you go into the Heichel, and from there you go into the Kodesh HaKodashim. So there are so many different entrances to get all the way into the Kodesh HaKodashim. And here that it says the Shar HaPnimis, everything is all relative. Pnimis Kneged what? Maybe you'll say it's Pnimis Kneged the gates of Yerushalayim. Therefore, the Radak is telling us Pnimis here means the Azara. How does he know this? He has an example. Since we find the Pnimis and we use the Melachim reference to the Azara, the Mikra Pnimis, the Fishay Pnimis, the Harabayis. So here too it means the same thing as the reason why it's called Pnimis, it's relative to the Har Habayis. Hakruya Chit Sainova Omroi Hapnimis Vzohar Hatar. B'chesaron hamit ha'er, hinei kumohu ke'eder ha'ketzuvos, machol b'riyo perish ala Pesach, samol Pesach. I don't know what that means, let's leave that. Ha'poinet zafoina, shahoya Pesach poinet l'tzat zafon, ki b'arba rufet zoya Pesachim. Notice, again, that the Radak is like Rashi, he says on all four sides, he does not give a number, just says a Pesach on all four sides. Moshav semel ha'mekane, ha'kina ha'mekane. And when you walked into the Beis HaMikdash, you saw in front of you on the north side this semel, this image. The Moshav means the setting, the placement of the image, which was there for the purpose of provoking Hashem. Ba b'derech ba'alei ha'hei. Here, the Radak is teaching us some grammar. There are many heis. Ha'mekanei, ha'akina ha'mekanei, u'mishpatei ha'makni. B'shekel maski lagoyim u'perusha shasemel makni hokel. The semel provoked Hashem. It's active. B'yoysoy b'beisoy b'makom mishkan kevoidoy, by being in the Beis HaMikdash, k'moshe amar heim kinuni v'loy el, like it says in Hazinu. So Rashi Radak here is teaching us something very fascinating, that when we read Hazinu is mamish the shira that's kol kol kula. It's referring to this pasuk, Heim kinuni v'loy el. They, the Jewish people, provoked me with an object that's not a god. Alma nemar. What are we referring to? We just learned it today. I mean, you can interpret the pasuk in very abstract. The Klal Yisrael, they worshipped other gods. But if you want to put your finger on it, Radak is telling us that pasuk in Hazinu refers specifically to this pasuk here in Yecheskel, the Moshav Semel Hakina Hamikane. These four words are popular words. These four words appear throughout Chazal whenever we want to describe that there was an idol in the Beis HaMikdash. They always quote these exact four words. Okay, now we go to the next pasuk. By the way, the Midrashim point out that the word Keni, Yisro was called the Keni. Yeah. Why was he called the Keni? What?
Yesser HaKeni.
Why was he called the Keni? So the Medrash links it to this word, Kina HaMekane. Yisro was originally the biggest world expert on Avodah Zarah. Because he tried them all. He experienced it all.
He was a seeker.
What?
He was a seeker.
A seeker. So therefore, that's why he was called, and what is an Avodah Zarah? It's the Kina HaMekane. The fact that there is idol worship in this world is something which angers Hashem, and being that the Yisro, he was the leader in these matters, he experienced it all, he's called the Yeser HaKeni. Even though we simply translate this to refer to a place, a location in this world, but the Medrash has a deeper interpretation where it connects it to the word Akina HaMekane. Next, okay, also there's another medrash that says that Yechezkel, that Klal Yisrael here was together a soita. The bayis, the Beis HaMikdash, it's one of the kinois on Tisha B'Av where we describe that kinega nearly babayis. A nega has appeared in the bayis. What's the bayis? So traditional mikra means you have a bayis, you have a house, on Eretz Yisrael somewhere, and all of a sudden there's a nega, you go to the Kohen. So the Medrash says the bayis refers to the Beis HaMikdash. And the nega nearly babayis is this. It's the semel, the moishav semel hakina hamakane. And therefore, the bayis has to be demolished. Because when there's a nega in the bayis, that's why the Beis Hamikdash had to be destroyed. This is the nega that was like a nega tsaras. And another medrash says that Klal Yisrael here was together a seiter. Just like a husband, he warns his wife. And the term the Torah uses is that he is a kinui. He warns his wife, how dare you, how do not seclude yourself with another man. So that's exactly what's happening over here. Here, Klal Yisrael is secluding themselves in the Beis HaMikdash with this idol. And therefore, Yecheskel, who is a Kohen, is he a Kohen, Yecheskel?
Yes.
Yecheskel and also Yirmiyah, you have to bring the Saita to the Kohen to give the Saita to drink. So they find some connection between the concept of a Saita and what's happening with Yecheskel and Yirmiyah, specifically because we have the similarity of expression, the kina, hamekane es ishtoi, to warn. That word is related to what's happening here. Having an avodah zara, you are provoking the husband to warn you to begin the process of seida. Okay, let's go to the next pasuk. The pasuk here says pasuk dada. Here, Akatras is going to show Yecheskel what exactly the sins of the Jewish people. Pasuk dalet. Vihine sham. And there in the Beis Hamikdash was Kivoy the Lokei Yisrael, was the image of Hashem, Kimare Asher Isi Babika, identical to what I saw Babik, what I saw in the valley. Mitsudas Dava Pasik Dal, Pasdal Hine Shah Baboy El Pesach Ahu, when I came to the north side, Reisi Sham Kvod Hashem, Kamoha Mare Asher Isi Babika in the valley, Visham Nemara Kavoid Asher Isi Al Nahar Kvar. In the beginning of the Sefer, Yecheskel, the first parak, we learned about the Merkava. Great detail describing Hashem's presence in Bavel. So Yecheskel is saying, I was taken to the Beis HaMikdash, and when I the covenant of Hashem that I saw inside the Beis HaMikdash was identical to the covenant of Hashem that I witnessed in Bavel. Now that alone is an amazing insight into Golus. Bavel, we are now in Bavel, right? We're in Golus. Golus is one big extension of Bavel. And Yirmiyah says, just derech agav, parenthetically, the kvoid shechina, the honor of Hashem in Golus, is no different, absolutely no different than the glory of Hashem in the Beis HaMikdash. A person should not be foolish to believe that since there is no Beis HaMikdash and we're in Golus, there's no shechina. There's nothing. It's all over. You can do whatever you want. You can go behind closed doors and do whatever. You can do any avera you want. Hashem is not with us. It's a beferish pasuk. He says here, "Vihine sham the kavod elokei Yisrael kamare asher isi babika." We will identify with this more than anyone else because when we near Hashem, the Mashiach will come and they'll rebuild the Beis HaMikdash. It'll be the Bayis Shlishi. So maybe, unfortunately, we're expecting smoke and mirrors. We're expecting to come to the Beis. It's going to be magnificent when we come to the Beis HaMikdash. We're going to feel the Shechina. Guess what? We're going to realize the same Shechina that we sense that in the Bayis Shlishi. We really have here in Golos. I mean, I'm not saying the right words. It's there. It's for you to uncover. It's for you to expose and to appreciate. If you work hard enough, you can uncover, you can reveal the Shechina in Golos. The same way you're going to see the Shechina in the Beis HaMikdash and the Bayis Shlishi. There's absolutely no difference. And this pasuk cannot be emphasized enough. Perikhes, pasuk dalit. I know my mom always used to tell me, when you're on the subway and the train during rush hour, 5:30, the train is packed. Q train is packed. And you're standing there, sitting there, and in between you have a Chinese guy on one side, African American on the other side, a Mexican on the other side, some from Ethiopia, and then who knows what. Some people you don't even know if they came from Mars. And all of a sudden, some people say, oh, and you're sitting there with your Tehillim, and you're saying Tehillim. You could be piled there on the subway at 5:30 on the Q train, underground somewhere, surrounded by every nationality in the world. The same thing you could accomplish by the Kaisalam Aravi.
Who said this?
A gadol once told this to me. You can accomplish the same thing. The Shechina, don't think that there's any less Shechina sitting there underground, surrounded by all of these creatures, than by the Kaisel Hamaravi. What? Then the Sadegon on the Mansichura. It's an amazing thing. And now I have a raya to him. I have a proof to what he said. The proof is this pasuk, Vinei Sham, when you go to Eretz, well, you think you're going to go to Eretz, the Kaisel Hamaravi, there's going to be peace in Ramses. You're going to see, all of a sudden magic. The Shechina is the same Shechina. Just a question, is it just a question of connecting to it? Interference. Vinei Sham, Kavoid Alakei Yisrael, Kemara Asher Isi Babika. No difference.
Basically, it just makes it easier.
The environment.
It's easier to appreciate it.
To see it, right. Yeah, that has to be understood. So obviously there is an inyan to go there to show to the Kaisel Hamaravi, of course. The Kanto of Yalisa la Mokai Masher Asher Shachanti Asher Lashichnoi Siddur Shuvasa Shoma. Obviously, I'm not trying to be that curious of you to go there to show. But the truth is, if you work and you want to find, that's what it says. Fair Shapasak. Okay, now let's see over here. Rashi pasuk dalid. If there is any, there is none. Dak pasuk dalid. V'hinei sham kimara shereisi b'beka samach osay el samuch. Now the word oso, this is a grammatical expression which I don't know what it means. Ki b'beka amar kakavoyd shereisi al lahar kavar v'hu hinei amar kimara shereisi b'beka. Okay, I'm not sure what he means. It's grammar. It's the same idea. He means over here that the Shechina that was there was identical to the Shechina that he saw in the Bika in Bavel. Pasuk Hey. Now here comes the real harsh Musar. Vayoyimer Elai, Hashem said to me, Ben Adam, Yecheskel, Sonei Necha, I want you to lift up your eyes, Derech Tzofayna. I want you to look through the north gate. Hashem took him to the inside of the Azara on the north side. I want you to look on the north side, where you are. For Esrei, I lifted my eyes al derech, einai derech tzafona, towards the north. That's where he was. V'hinei mitzafon l'shar hamizbech, on the north side of the gate of the l'shar hamizbech, on the north side of the gate of the mizbeach. Well, I'm not sure how to translate this. We'll see in a moment. Seimel hakina hazeh ba bi'ah. Yecheskel saw with his own eyes the Seimel hakina hazeh ba bi'ah near the entrance. Now, before we even see the Mefarshim, I want to make a point, a machshava, a rayon. Hashem, in the previous pasuk, in pasuk gimel, when Hashem describes the Avodah Zarah, Hashem describes with four words, Moshav, Seimel, Hakina, Hamikane. Four words. The word Moshav is a very powerful word. It means it's here for good. Moshav, it's established. It's resting. It's stationed. There's a foundation. It's cemented. It's not moving anywhere. What? A Seimel. An image. What is this image? It's Hakina Hamekane, a double expression. It's provoking me. A complete provocation. Two words. When Yecheskel, who is a Navi, who is beyond our understanding, when he sees this, he doesn't see, it's not so bad. He only sees it being as a Seimel Hakina. Two words. He leaves out two of the four words. I lifted up my eyes. I lived v'hinei mitzav v'hinei. Wow, look what's going on over here. The Jewish people are doing averos. They're worshipping idols in the Beis HaMikdash. And how does it describe it? There's a seimel hakina. No, it's much worse than that. It's a moshav seimel hakina hamekane. So you know what the answer is? The answer is human beings, unfortunately, don't have the ability to see the depth of how bad something really is. Even Yecheskel was unable to connect to the pain of Hashem. Hashem's Hashem who sees everything and he sees what's going on, in Hashem's eyes, this is so horrible, what they're doing, the lack of appreciation they have for me, what I've done for Klal Yisrael, and the ramifications, the consequences, and what this is going to cause the future of Klal Yisrael, Hashem describes it with four words, and each one of those words captures, is very symbolic, and captures very great depth. But Yechezkel, unfortunately, doesn't see it that way, because a human being is limited in the same way a human being does not appreciate the good that someone else does for him. Human beings tend not to see a Zeh Chacham Arayas HaNoila. They don't see the evil that is inherent in this Avodah Zarah. For example, the Ben Sora Moira. Right? So Ben Sora Moira, how can you take an innocent 13-year-old boy? What did the kid do already? Between 13 and 13 and a half, because he stole a few dollars from his parents, every child does, and he bought some meat and some wine. Big deal. So for that you're gonna kill him. Okay? The whole world will go crazy today. You do something like that. You're gonna kill him? What?
You let his cholesterol triglycerides.
What?
Never
mind. You don't
forget it.
Okay. So what's the answer? The Ribbono Shel Olam says, you don't understand, but I understand. Atoira Yarda L'Seif Daitoi. Hashem says, from this act, I know what's good. He's going to one day come and stand by the Parashas Drachim, and his Melastem Es Habriya is going to murder people. Mutav Sheyom Zakai V'Al Yom Oschayif. Do we human beings have any understanding of this? Absolutely not. Ad Kedekah Chazal say it never ever happened. It never ever happened that there was a Ben Soyer Umayra killed, because no parent would ever come and say, my kid, you know, it can't be. It just can't be. And yet Chazal say, it never happened halacha lemaisa, but we know in hindsight that the children that did steal from their parents meat and wine at this age did end up becoming mass murderers, serial murderers. So, b'shas maisa, no one's gonna believe you. When we cannot perceive, you have exactly that example right here in Yechezkel. The classic words are Hamoishav, Seinel, Hakina Hamakane. Each word captures the depth of Chet. And Yechezkel says, Ribbono Shel Olam, I think you're overreacting. You know, you're overreacting. Iran, they're not so bad. It's not a Moishav, Seinel, Hakina Hamakane. Don't get carried away here. It's just a Seimel Hakina. That's all it is. So you see how limited. Now he
that's
does
why
this.
Why Hashem made a lot of Nevi'im suffer so much. Well, that's what the Mefarshim say. I mean, they wanted them to feel how God feels.
Hashem.
They're trying to do so much good for Kali Yisrael, and they spit on them, and they put them in jail, and they do.
That's a good job.
That's how they treat them. How does it feel?
Okay, now let's see here, Pasek Hey, it's a very hard Pasek to translate, so let's try to do our best in the Mitzudo Savet, Derech Tzafayin, Lirach Tzafayin. Derech, this is a very difficult term. What do you mean the Derech Tzafayin? What is this? The Derech, different roads? You're inside of a room, you're inside of a chamber, and the Azor is not all that big. Say, on today's standards, The Beis Hamikdash was a teeny little shack. The Beis Hamikdash. And today, you know, today they build buildings like it's probably not the shulis is probably just as big as the whole Beis Hamikdash, right? I would imagine something like that. Leruach tzafon, the north means derech means the ruach. I stood on the north side. Mitzafon l'sham is bayach. Now, what does it mean the shar? So he translates the words a little bit. He adds a little bit of words to embellish the translation. Sha'ar hatzafoni. Koru Shar HaMizbeach. The gate on the north is called the Shar HaMizbeach because the Mizbeach was opposite the Mizbeach. And the truth is, the Mizbeach was not necessarily on the north. That's a whole discussion in the Gemara. Where was the Mizbeach? I mean, it was partially on the north. That's definitely true. But how much? Why would you call it on the north more than call it on the other side? Because according to one opinion, it was right smack in the middle, which would be just as much as on the south as it was on the north. There is another opinion in the Gemara that says indeed it was 100% on the north side. But in any event, we're calling the gate on the north to be called the northern, the gate of the Mizbeach, because it opened up opposite the Mizbeach. Shar tzafani karim shar Mizbeach shlufi shohoye mechubin mul ha Mizbeach. Umitzafin ha-shar chutzoloi, and on the north, Mitzafon Hashar Chutzoloi, and on the north of the Shar, further north, Chutzoloi, Kebachalal B'chalal har habayis, on the chalal, here he says on the outside the gate, on the har habayis, hoya moishav semel hakina hazeh. Now that is a very, very big chidush, because most of the other commentators learned that the Avodah Zorah was inside the Azorah. The Mitzudos is coming to be memaiding the Chet and saying that the Avodah Zorah was not in the Azorah. It was on the Har Habayis, which takes away from the Chet. They did not have the chutzpah to go so far to put the Semel inside of the Azorah itself. So he learns it was outside on the Har Habayis, Babia, it was in the entrance way along.
He does mention Moshe.
So that's the Mitzudos, not the Pasuk. Okay, that's not a kasha on it. That's the Mitzudos. Babia, now this is a hard word. We don't have this word anywhere else in Tanakh. Babia. So it comes from the word bo, it means on the entranceway. Bibo Adam Likonis Bazara Mitzao Baderach Kinisa. So as you come into the Beis Hamikdash on the entranceway along the staircase, on the entranceway, on the Harabais leading into the Azor, that is exactly where you're going to see the Seimel Hakina. That's where he saw it. So we take away two Yisoides. Number one, really three. Number one is calling the Shar Tzofoin. Shar Mizbeach means the Shar Tzofoin. That's one Chiddush. Number two, where was the Avodah Zorah? It was outside the Azorah and the Har Habayis, leading into the Babia along the entranceway. I just want to give you, just to keep something in mind, at the very end of Yechezkel. Okay, I didn't learn this in a very long time. Many years ago, I spent a lot of time in Yechezkel. And you have a very elaborate description, a depiction of the bias shalishi. This could take months to learn. What every single word there, the picture there, diagrams. And there's just one thing I recall from learning that is something very bizarre. The place where they offer the bias shalishi, where all of the korbanos are going to be prepared for slaughter, is in the staircase leading on the north, in the north side leading into the Azara. In the Bayis Rishon, the Bayis Sheni, where do they shecht? Where do they slaughter their korbanos? Shchitoson batzofein. What's in the Azara? You're in the Azara, and on the north side of the Azara, you can take a red line, divide it down the center. On the north side of the Azara is called Tzofain, and that's where the Shechita of the Kodesh Kodashim must take place. And in the pictures, they show you the hooks. There were 24 mishmaros. Each mishmar had its own hook, where they would fasten, they would hold down the animal, and do the Maisa Shechita. In the Bayis Shlishi, the Shechita is not going to take place in the Azara. It's going to take place on the staircase. I'm not joking. You're going to see this. On the staircase going into the Azor, like in the hall. Like here's the Beis HaKnesses. So you have the north side. So you do Shechita inside on the north side. It's going to take place like in the lobby. Basically in the lobby. The lobby on the north side coming into the Beis HaMikdash is the place where the preparation for the Korbanos will occur. Why? What is that all about? So you really can't ask any questions because all of these things are very big mysteries. The only point I want to make is look what's going on here according to the parish of the Mitzudos. The thing that disturbs Hashem to no end is the Moshav Seimel Hakina Hamakane. And because of this, there's going to be a Churban Beis HaMikdash. This captures it all. And where is this taking place? It's taking place basically on the staircase, on the entranceway from the Har Habayis into the Azara, Babia. Mamash, the same exact concept. Babia, where you come into the Azara on the north side, and you see the Mizbeach. This is where the Lahachas put the Moshav Seimel Hakina Makane to anger Hashem. I just want to point out, Zelu Umazeh, in the Bayis Shlishi, which will be the Tikkun of the Chatoiv of the Bayis Sheni, it's exactly in that place where Shchitosan Batzofayim is where all of a sudden we're going to bring korbanos to prepare korbanos to offer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu as a tikkun for the chet. Okay, so this is something to keep in mind. We come later on to keep in mind this idea of where it is to be found. Now, not everyone agrees to the parish of the Mitzvah David. Let's see what it says in Rashi. Rashi says pasuk hey. We finished the Mitzudos. Okay. So no einecha, lift up your eyes, derech tzafayna, lahar habayis, michulitz liazara. So far Rashi is the same. Shere bepesach shar hatzafayni shal azara bebuchulitz hoy oimed. It's the same thing as Rashi. That's where they put this Moshav Seimel Hakina Makane. Bederech Tzafayna, Lashar Chutz Le'azohaya, it was on the northern side, Lashar, the gate, Chutz, it was on the northern side of this gate, Chutz Le'azorohu. Same thing as Ra, as the Mitzudos, it was outside the gate of the Azara, between the gate of the Azara and the gate of the Harabais on the northern side. Mitzafon Lashar HaMizbeach, Behar HaBayis, on the Harabayis, Mitzafon Le'oso Shar, HaZara HaTzafonis, he's repeating himself a Rashi. Ve'oimer Ani Shohoye Oso Shar Mechuvin Neged HaMizbeach, that gate was opposite the Mizbeach. When you go into that gate, so you see in front of you the Mizbeach, and that's why it's called the Shar HaMizbeach. It faces the Mizbeach. Babi'o, the entranceway. Kisha Adam Bo Likonis Lazara Motzo Sham. When you walk into the Azara, that's where you're going to find the Avodah Zarah, the Seimel. Babi'o, he has here a French word, which I do not know what it means. Let's do Radak Pasakei. Vayomei Elah, Hinei Mitzafon Lashar HaMizbeach. Zeh Shar HaTzafayni. This is the northern gate. Shaboy Mizbeach, where the Mizbeach is found. Shabanu, now here is a different interpretation. The Radak is coming to disagree in this first interpretation with both Rashi and the Mitzudos. Until now, until this point, we translate the word Mizbeach to refer to Hashem's Mizbeach, the Mizbeach Hanachoshes, or the Mizbeach Hachitzon. And there's a gate in the Azara on the north side, which is right, is opposite the Mizbeach of Hashem. Radak is suggesting that there were two Mizbechos. There was the Mizbeach of Hashem, and they built a separate Mizbeach in honor of the Seimel HaKamakane. In honor of the Avodah Zarah, the idol, they built in the Beis HaMikdash a separate Mizbeach. So that's what it says over here. Look at what Radak says. Zeh Shar Tzafayni, this is the northern gate. Shabo, on the northern gate, Mizbeach, was built an altar. Shabonu, they built it in honor the Seimel HaKina Hazer.
Seimel, we have a Samech.
We have a Chav. I have here a Semel. Must be a mistake in yours. That's the Pasuk, because the Pasuk says Semel.
No, but it could be that it was built as a support.
A support for the.
For, I don't know. We have an
okay, maybe whatever. I think it's the same idea. But according to my, what it says over here, it means they built a mizbeach in honor of the Semel, in honor of the Avodah Zarah. Hakina hazeh lefichach amar shar hamizbeach, the gate of the mizbeach umitzafa laosa shar. And the north of that gate, Hoyazeh HaSemel, on the north of this gate was the Semel. So he's telling us the Mizbeach is referring to a Mizbeach that was built inside the Beis HaMikdash in honor of the Semel, and the Semel was seemingly outside the Azara on, in the entranceway. Babi'o, right, so Leimar, Bechnisas HaShar, Mibuchutz, Baharabayis, period. So that is the novel interpretation of the Radak. There were two mizbechos inside the Azara, one for Hashem and one in honor of the Avod Zara. Then he quotes the Targum, which basically is what Rashi and Mitzudas David says. The Yoinis and Tirgim Hamizbeach Mad Becha, that the Mad Becha is a reserved word that only means the Mizbeach of Hashem. Im Kein Daito Hoya Al Hamizbeach Beis Hamikdash. The Mizbeach Ha'Ela Shehoye Chutz, the Pesach Ulam, which was outside of the Ulam, which goes into the where the Kodesh and the Kodesh HaKadoshim is. V'ulai K'neged HaMizbeach Ahu HaYashar HaZor Mitzafon. He's saying now exactly what the Mitzvot and the Rashi said. And we're referring here to the Mizbeach of Hashem. And the northern gate means the northern gate. You know, you can make the northern gate anywhere along the northern side. The northern gate was opened, was positioned opposite the Mizbeach of Hashem. The ilu period, the ilu hayadaita kemoshe perash. If you're going to tell me that the mizbeach refers to the mizbeach of the Avodah Zarah, haya mitargamo agura. Okay, the word agura is the translation of a kabama, of an altar built for an idol. The ulai haya kein daita kemoshe perashnu. Maybe not. Kipa amim mitargim gam mizbeach hapasilim madbecha. Because sometimes in Tanakh, the Targum also translates the mizbeach of an idol with the word madbecha. So sachako we have over here a very fascinating Radak, telling us that there's a possibility, two different terms, two different translations for the word Mizbeach. If it's a holy Mizbeach for Hashem, you use the word Madbucha. If it's a Mizbeach for another Zohar, you have a different word which means Agura, but it's not perfect. There are exceptions. So therefore, we over here, we're not exactly sure what the Targum had in mind when he translated the word Madbucha. But there are two possibilities. Did the Jewish people actually erect an altar in honor of the Seimel in the Azara? That is a possibility. Pasik Vav. Now there's a Medrash. The Medrash says Babiyah. Why do we use the unusual Babiyah? So it says because the word Babiyah has a connotation of vai, of woe, woe. Hashem is very sad. There's a sadness. There's a sadness that comes let me see over here what it says over here in the Medrash. Where is it? I thought I saw it over here. Mahu Babiyah. So the end over here, it says, Baya Baya. Baya Baya is like saying, Hoi Hoi. Whoa, whoa. It's an expression of sadness. So that is why the Pasuk selected a very unusual word to describe an entrance to indicate that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was very sad that the Jewish people went so far to put this idol in the entranceway. Pasuk Vav. Vayyemer Elai Ben Adam, Hashem said to Ben Adam, Yecheskel, haroya ata mohem oisim. Do you see what they're doing? Toyavois gidolois asher beis Yisrael, the abominations, the great abominations, asher beis Yisrael oisim po'l, lirochoko me'al mikdashi, to distance me from my holy place. V'otoshuv tire toyavois gidolois, and let me show you some more abominations. This is just scratching the surface. What I just showed you now, the Seimel at the entranceway to the Beis HaMikdash and maybe the Mizbech they built is just the beginning. It's just one example of the very great abominations that they are doing in the Beis HaMikdash. Pasuk Vav of the Mesudah Stav, Pasuk Vav HaRoya, Ohu Behei, HaSheela. Question. Ki Shalo So Imhu Roya Mohem Oisim. Do you see what they're doing? The Toevos Gedelos Ritzon Loimar Ha Toevos Hagdelos Hashahemo Oisim Po Me'amidas HaSemel. They have erected an idol. Toichan Kavanasam Hu Laman Harchik Oisim. Their intent by building this idol is to distance me Me'al Mikdashi Ki Loi Esher Shchinasi B'Mokim HaSemel, because they know that I will not rest my divine presence in a place where there is idols. The oid umulvadze, besides this sin, choshuv liros toevos gedos mizeh, let me show you some greater sins, some other sins. Rashi pasuk vav says lerochako me'al mikdashi kidesh asrachek me'al mikdashi, the reason why they were doing this is to provoke me that I should leave, I should distance myself. Radak pasuk vav vayomer elai mehem, so there's a kri v'chsif. It says mehem, but we read it mohem. So what does this mean? Kein ksiv milochada. It's one word. Ukri mohem. Trei milin. Vuchad min tesvav milin dechsivin milochada v'karyon trei milin. I'm assuming he means over here that in Yecheskel there are 15 examples of words that are kri v'chsivs, where it's one word, and we break up the one word into two different words. L'rochaka, to distance, haches bekamatz, lerocho, what is the word over here is, lerochoko, bekamatz chotof, lefa'er hakriya, to make this the word sound more pleasant, u'mishpatoi al haminig lerochaka, b'shekel v'chanoi nechoshes lerochtza, u'peushoi kidei she'archik me'al mikdashechem, the goal is that I should distance myself from their land. They're making these abominations in the Beis HaMikdash. Okay, so this is... Now, I did see here in the Mefarshim, I think in the Art Scroll, it says, what is the interpretation of mehem? Mehem means them. Mohem means what they are doing. And the meaning, the message is, Hashem was complaining, it's not zugepasst for them to do this. these people, forget about what they're doing. In other words, when you do an Avera, there are two different dimensions to the Avera. What are you doing? What behavior are you the act? And the second thing is, who's doing it? You take a person from a third world country that has no idea of the Ribbono Shel Olam, and he does something that's an abomination. Well, we consider for him it's not an abomination because he does not know better. He's a tinik shenishba. So what do you expect? What do you expect from the person? So okay, he did something that's disgusting. If you'll think about it, he'll realize maybe it's not nice, it's not the right thing to do, but what do you expect from these people? But Klal Yisrael is mehem. From them? From Klal Yisrael? These are Anshei Maila, these are people of dignity, these are people who have been trained, they are people who are honorable people. They stoop to do such lowly, detestable things. That's why we take the word mayhem and we break it up into two words. We are focusing specifically on their actions, but the kri, the ksiv, is mayhem from them. This is what they do. I would never expect them to do such a thing. From someone else, maybe they would come to such a maisa, but it's not befitting for Klal Yisrael to behave in such a way. Okay, we do the radak. We did the radak. So this is okay. Let's go to the next pasik Zion. Pasik Zion. Vayaveh Yisya Hashem brought me al Pesach Chotzer. Hashem brought me to Pesach Chotzer. Vayere v'inei chor be'echad bakir. Hashem brought me to the Pesach Chotzer, and He showed me a hole in the wall. Pasik to one more pasik. Pasik Ches. Vayemer Eli Ben Adam Chasor no bakir. I want you to expand the hole. I want you to borrow. Use that little hole and use it to open it up, make it wider. V'echtar back here. So Yecheskel says, I followed the instructions. I borrowed through the wall. V'nein, I saw Pesach Echad. I saw an opening. Let's see these two pesukim first. Pasuk Zayin Yecheskel in Mitzvah Stavid. Pesach bechalal Pesach. Ki mitchila heviu el Pesach bechutz v'yata heviu bechalal Pesach. Bikir be'echad mikosar azara hoyu boyakir. So Yecheskel now is standing outside of the azara by a wall, and he's told to look through a teeny little hole in the wall inside. He's told to take that hole and expand it. Chasor no bikir ato now. Chafor bikir mokam achor laharchiv esachor, to widen the hole. Vinei pesach echod ritzen olaymar motzasi shem pesach echod pesucha lelishka achas. I found an opening. I found an opening to a chamber. He looked through this hole. He widened this echtar bakir, and I found an opening to a chamber. Let's see. We'll see more that means in a moment. Let's first see Rashi. Pasuk Ches and Tes. Pasuk Zayin and Ches. El Pesach Achatzer Hakriveni Ad Pesach Oisa Shar Atzma. Hashem brought me to the opening. Chur echad bakir choymas hazara. I saw a chur in the wall of the azara. Hashem told me, Chasor no bakir v'herchiv esachor, I want you to widen the hole. V'inei pesach echad derech achur re'isi pesach lishka achas. So Rashi makes it a little bit more clear. I look through this hole, and in the hole I saw an opening to a chamber. In the Beis HaMikdash, in the Azor itself, there are many chambers. There is the ulam, and around the ulam, on the ulam, there are various chambers. Doesn't say exactly which chamber, but he says he saw a chamber. Let's see now in the Radak, Pasuk Zayin and Ches. Zayin says, Vayaveh Yisi el Pesach HaChatzer hu HaPesach HaShachar. This refers back to the Pesach which we mentioned before. Ela Shemitchila Heviu Samach L'Shar B'Chutz. It was towards the gate. The Ata now Heviu on the outside. The Ata Heviu Toich HaPesach. Inside the Pesach, v'rabi kir halishka, he saw in the wall of the chamber, hasmuchu lePesach hashar mibifnim chur echad bakir. Inside the Pesach, he saw this hole, v'chosa bakir akum, and he widened the kir and avod zara. Shenase hachur Pesach sheyochel adam likanes bo, v'ro hatzlamim mitzuyorim alakir. He saw the idols etched into the wall, shahoyu oivdim lahem, which they worship. Zu hamare moshul chasiras akir means the warning of the kir laharoisa bikias 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 soir, the wall, the Yerushalayim, the walls are going to be breached. They're going to breach the walls of Yerushalayim, vivak uhu, and they're going to penetrate the walls. Actually, konsuba until they enter. The hole that's before the chasira, the widening, remes limotzar uludoyek shabanu alecho kaidem, refers to the siege that the Nebuchadnezzar will build against the city. Yes, I don't have clarity in the Radak, but one thing you take away from the Radak, it's very different than Rashi. It's very different than Rashi and the Mitzudos, where he's describing that what he's seeing here, when he's told to come near the wall and to go look in the hole, he sees it etched onto the wall itself is the image of Avodah Zarah. It's not just that they made for themselves a seinel, an image in the. On the wall of the Zori itself, they actually etched the different images of idols. And then he says something which is very important. He says, this is the reason why there's going to be a siege, and this is the reason why there's going to be Shiva Osar Betamas. The Beis Hamikdash was destroyed in stages. There was first a siege. The siege lasted for 3 weeks. Then the wall, the siege was at Asar B'Teves was the siege. The walls were breached on Shivasa B'Tamas. Why did it have to happen in so many stages? According to the Radak, this pasuk is a critical pasuk in understanding the depth behind Shiva Asar B'Tamas. He tells him one more time these two psukim, Vayav Yosi Pesach HaChatzer, Ve'erev Yinei Chor Echad Bakir, there is a hole in the wall. The chor represents the siege. I want you to etch away, and in there I saw an opening. The opening means, according to the Mitzudos, a breaching. Let me maybe read those words one more time. Let's read one more time, Pasuk Zayin. He saw through this hole the wall of the lishka hasmucha lepesach hashar mibifnim. He saw chor echad bakir. He saw a hole. The chosar bakir akum, and it was who's doing the chotar? I'm not sure what this means. The chotar bakir avoidus kechav mazolis. Shenase hachor Pesach, this little chor, which turned into a wide opening, sheyachol adam likanes bo, v'rod hatzlamim mitzuyorim alakir. He saw on this wall etched the image of idols. Shehayu ovdim lohem v'zoha mare. This image, moshel chasiras hakir of the etching on the kir laharoisai b'kias here. Is symbolic of the breaching of the walls of Yerushalayim, uva'avoyin ho'akom, due to the sins of Avodah Zarah, sh'ovdim ba, yachtu ho'ovim, the enemies of the Jewish people will burrow on the wall of the Chomos Yerushalayim, vivak uha, and will break it open, ad she'yikonsu ba, until they enter. The inyan ha'chur sh'ho'yu bo, lefnei ha'chasira, the chur that he saw before he did the chasira, that's Ramaz l'motzov l'doyek shebanu olecho kaidim. Okay, so again, I repeat the words, and maybe it'll sound a little bit better, but the basic idea over here is that over here he's called to come to the wall, and he's told to pierce, to look through a hole, and in the hole he sees, he's told to expand the hole. Expanding the hole represents the concept of breaking open the walls.
On the inside.
He
broke through and looked at the inside and he saw.
But he's saying that borrowing open the hole, expanding the hole is symbolic of breaking open the wall entirely, making it into a big wide opening, which is symbolic that the enemy will come and break open the walls of Yerushalayim entirely. Why? Because when you look through the hole and you see on the other side, you'll see the image of Avodah Zarah etched into the wall. Because of that chait, I'm going to now tell you to do a ma'isa of expand that hole into a major breach, which is symbolic of the enemy penetrating and conquering the walls of Yerushalayim. So it's very interesting. This is Mamash HaMakar, according to the Radak, of what Shiva Asa B'Tamas is all about. That the they etched on the walls of the Beis HaMikdash Avodah Zarah, Midah Keneged Midah, and the Shbaruch Hu says the walls no longer have any stin, it's going to collapse. You know, it's I once saw a Musar about the Inn of Mezuzah. How could it be that Rachman al-Slan, something bad can happen in a person's, in a room where there is a mezuzah. If we have a mezuzah on the walls of Bais, and the mezuzah represents Shemir Dalsos Yisrael, right? Shakai, Hashem's name, the mezuzah is there for protection. So how could it could be Chas v'Shalom that it doesn't work? How could they ever have a story that a person gets a cold? Okay, let's not talk about worse. The person comes down with a common cold. How do I get a cold? I'm in a room that has the mezuzah. The mezuzah is here to guard me. How could it happen? So I once heard a Baal Musa say, it's because what happens if you put a mezuzah on a stick? Okay, you don't put the mezuzah on the door. You just have the mezuzah hanging by, you take a string and you hang it from the ceiling. Is the mezuzah going to protect you? No, of course not. The mezuzah is only going to protect you when it's put on the post. On the mezuzah space, it has to be put on the post, and you have to have four walls. When you have four walls, and you have a door with mezuzahs, and a mashkaif, then the mezuzah is triggered. So if Rachmana Litzlan, a person does averos inside of a room, the walls are not walls. I don't know what this means exactly. The walls have become defiled.
Breaks down the walls.
The walls are defiled. If in the Mokhan, Averos are happening, the walls are defiled. If the walls are defiled, so it's like you have a mezuzah that's suspended by a string from the ceiling. It's not going to work. A mezuzah only works when you have four walls, and you have a door, and you have a mezuzah, and everything is put on halacha lemaisa. But if you contaminate the seviva, then it's not the mezuzah. You can't contaminate the mezuzah. The mezuzah is a mezuzah. That's not going to be harmed. But the seviva must be a seviva that is a proper environment to fix a mezuzah. So it's saying over here the same thing over here. The same thing. It's saying the walls of the azara have been contaminated. How have they been contaminated? Because they have etched onto the walls the image, the tzur of the azara. What's going to happen? Because of that, I'm going to allow the enemies to penetrate these walls. These walls are going to crumble. They're going to be cracked. The enemy will come with them.
Shot in this week's parsha. Shot is from one in the farshim that as long as you, I mean, it says if kolamachlosh or something b'tzayim lo simalecha. If there's no machla, you don't need refuah. Why, you know, ani Hashem rofecha? It's only then nothing will affect you. In other words, the mezuzah is only active when if you're not, then there's no protection, I mean, from outside influences, so to speak. And that's basically the thought process of what you just said.
Similar idea. Okay, we're going to stop over here. We'll stop here. Pasuk Tes.
That's right. No, that's